Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Welcome to Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We are all here today. We are going to talk about how to flip the switch and change your mindset from cleaner to business owner. Jessica said, wowza. And by the way, for those of you who are on the live, I plugged in my phone to charge it, and I have a picture of my bride on the phone, and that somehow came up on our live, which is a weird situation. And Jessica says, wowza. Just so you guys all know, that was my bride, not some strange chick. I'm not, I am a creeper towards my bride, but not towards strange women. So anyway, that's that. Cecilia says, hello, fellow Phoenician. She was on one of our alumni calls yesterday. I'm like, where are you from? She's like, I'm from Phoenix, which is hilarious because I have so few Phoenix friends or clients. And it's, I figured I had them all memorized. But Cecilia, I will hopefully never again forget. Lindsay says, best start ever. I'm glad that everyone enjoys seeing me confused, kerfuffled, and completely unaware of what to do and how to do it. And you think after 500 of these, I'd have it down. But you'd be wrong. I still get to make all manner of mistakes. And so glad I could make it with you people watching. Where's the fun in making mistakes in private? All right, guys, gals, we are going to talk about something that's so important. Flipping the switch and going from cleaner to business owner. So many owners, I'm doing the huge air quotes, as is my custom, which is not great for the podcast since y'all can't see, but so many owners are really just cleaners with helpers, or sadly, cleaners without helpers, right? And it's really important before we're going to get any massive results that we move from, I am someone who cleans toilets or manages other human beings to clean toilets, to I am an entrepreneur who happens to bring value to the world by cleaning houses. Very different thing. Hey, Rachel, long time no talk. Good to see you. Michelle in the house. Good to see you, young lady. All right. So one of the main things stopping our clients from getting the life that they want is the inability to see themselves as an owner. And I know that sounds like a weird thing. So we'll talk about that. As long as you see yourself as a cleaner, manager of cleaners, you can't see yourself as an owner, right? Some things are mutually exclusive, right? If I see myself as greedy, it's hard to see myself as generous. If I see myself as good at technology, which I don't, it's hard to see myself as not good at technology or, a computer nerd. So we want to make sure that we make room for what we really want to see ourselves as. Cleaners and managers have jobs that they can't take breaks from, right? If you stop cleaning, somebody stops getting paid, right? If you stop managing, the wheels fall off. It doesn't allow them to flex their entrepreneurial muscles, right? When we're cleaning or managing, we're not really in that owner mind, creative, how can I add value to the world? We're just, how can I solve the problem of the minute or hour or day? It doesn't pay particularly well. Even managers might make 30, 40, 50 grand, depending on how big of a team they're managing. And honestly, you can't really sell that for a lot. With our next level folks, we just did a deep dive on selling your business and creating it, readying it for sale. And if you're just an owner or a manager, there's not really systems and processes that allow the thing to operate independently of you, really hard to sell for top dollar. That's on the cleaner side or manager side. Owners work on their business, not in it. So they can pick up and set down projects that suits their schedule, right? So if I'm required to do payroll or make the schedule for the day or clean something or hire somebody. If I'm required, hey, Naomi, good to have you, sister. If I'm required for all that stuff, when I am not there, that stuff does not get done. That's working in the business. That's being a cleaner manager. Owners work on the business and they're generally working on projects, right? Like we've got our, I'm so excited to see our next level millionaire mastermind people next week live. We're going to see them together. I'm so excited in Denver. I'm able to just set down almost all the stuff that I do because I'm not required in the process, right? Yeah, and we can really have the business kind of suit our needs as opposed to us suiting it. Also, they get to do challenging creative work that they can be proud of, right? You manage the heck out of a team that today, they're just going to need to be managed tomorrow. You clean the heck out of this thing today, it's just going to be clean tomorrow. When you're building companies and you've got an owner mindset and an owner identity. Ashley's like, can't wait. I'm so excited to meet Ashley and her man. Hey, Andre and Linda, good to see you both. Linda, I think, is one of our new elite members. So excited to, I think I'm going to see her in like an hour. Can't wait to have that call. Okay. So you get to not only work on your business and you can kind of pick up and set down projects and you're never really restrained. So I've got to go do this thing now. You get to do challenging work that actually you're proud of and that you're built to do, right? You know, if you're an owner, you're not really built to clean. You have virtually unlimited income potential. The greater systems and processes and organizations that you create that operate independently of you can continue making money whether you do anything or not. And you can, again, you get to build something of value that isn't the sweat of your back, right? If it's something you have to do right now to get paid, that's a job. We want you guys to be owners where you do this thing once, you build this thing once, and it continues to pay you regardless of what you're doing. All right, at the end of our time together, you are going to have the tools that you need to flip your switch and instantly mentally become an owner as opposed to a cleaner. Because believe it or not, not believe it or not, obviously we give the tip, we give the tools, the systems, the processes to move you from cleaner to owner. But if you still see yourself at, you know, I always tell people it's about beliefs. If you come into our program thinking evil people are rich and money is bad, it's really going to be hard for us to help you build a very successful, profitable company. If you have a vision of yourself as a cleaner, it's really hard to get you out of owner. So we want to first flip the switch of us understanding we are owners, not cleaners. Then the systems and tools and processes we give you are going to fall on, you know, fertile soil, and you'll get the results that you want. So, yeah, it's yeah, moving on. All right, so let's talk about frameworks. Let's talk about how to do this. I love giving systems and processes for everything. And feel free to jump in for those of you that are joining us live. Feel free to jump in and give us some feedback, questions in the deal. Ricky says, took me a year and a half to figure this thing out. Great topic. And it takes other folks decades, right? The yours truly included. So, framework. First and foremost, you got to get clarity on what you want. So many managers are so busy doing it, doing it, doing it, putting out fires, doing their thing. They never take a minute to step back and go, this isn't what I wanted. This is what I signed up for. They just know that there's a fire to be put out and they put out the fire, right? So, we got to get clarity on what we want. You got to ask yourself some questions. What do you want? What rules will I run my company with? We talk about a lot about culture and core values. Core values are just the rules that you're going to run your company with. For us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So if you wanted to be a part of our team, whether it's working with us as an employee or a team member or being a client or be in our universe, have fun, make money, be real, and help out have got to be things that kind of scratch where you itch a little bit. If those were offensive to you, we wouldn't be a good fit in any regard, right? So you've got to make sure you know your rules so you can attract the right people. Okay. The next is how do they how who do you need to serve and how do they need to pay so you can get the result that you want the fastest, right? A lot of times people pick our clients, our prospective clients, on based on a bunch of weird stuff, and it's usually whatever they feel like they've walked into, right? As opposed to really thinking through what's going to get them where they want the quickest. So first of all, they don't know where they want to go. So then all the other questions under that are really dependent on being clear on where you want. So first you get clarity, then you get clear on what clients, you know, what kind of money do you need to get there and what clients will get you there fastest, right? So easier to get clarity when we're like, here's our goal, here's how much money we need, what client type and what service and what product and what pain can I solve for those people to get me to my goal the quickest, right? But if we don't know where we want to go, none of these questions make sense. Then you got to get clear on what you want to give up. A lot of people do not want to have this conversation with themselves or out loud with others, but it's an important conversation to have. What am I willing to give up? Commitment always comes before change, right? So there's lots of people that are interested in having a multi-million-dollar business and being successful and having all the stuff we talk about. Merely interested is not going to get it done. Committed, all in, I'll do whatever it takes. It's legal, ethical, and moral. That's what it takes. So you've got to be like, what am I willing to give up? When this gets hard, not if, that's crazy talk. When this thing gets hard, am I willing to go to the mat? What am I willing to give up? For me, it's legal, ethical, and moral, right? I'm never going to cheat or lie or screw anybody. But other than that, I don't have a lot of boundaries, right? Certainly, if I'm going to spend a lot of time, I want to make sure I have the blessing of my family, right? I want to just kind of go off half-cocked. But commitment's always going to come before change. So before we can do the commitment, we need to be clear on what we want, how we're going to run our company, how they're going to pay me, what clients I need to pick to have kind of get to my goal the fastest. And then I need to be all in committed. And the big thing is you've got to make sure that you understand, and I think we get this mentally, but we don't get it emotionally. you can't do what you've been doing and get and expect to get different results, right? So if you've been putting out fires your whole life and we think it's magically gonna get better, it shall not magically get better. You've got to kind of make it, not kind of, you got to go all in and make a commitment to, I want to do something different. And spoiler alert, doing something different is stepping out of your comfort zone every time. So you've got to be okay with, even if we're like, I'm comfortable putting out fires and managing, right? And that might be one of the things that you commit to give up. I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone and not do the things that are easy for me and comfortable, which might be cleaning or just whatever we've done and we've gotten comfortable with, but I don't want these results anymore. So I'm going to do something different. That requires me doing something uncomfortable. Then that's what I should do, right? So getting clarity on what you want, get clear on what you want to give up. The next clarity you need is what exactly to do. And that's a lot of, that's what we teach, right? But I'll give you an overview of the things that you're going to need, whether we help you with it or you figure it out on your own. These are the things you're going to need. Money tracking and reporting systems, right? So a lot of people, most people make the mistake of doing nothing on this. They have no tracking, no reporting. And some of them go over to the wrong side, right? Oh my gosh, I need to track everything. So they have 1,000 data points and they get confused and overwhelmed because it's hard to track them. They don't know what to track, what it means, how to use it. And it's a lot of work to use it. So then they swing to the other side and say, I'm not going to track anything. The reality we want is you need to have KPIs, key performance indicators. So there just needs to be a couple key indicators in your business that you get tracked and reported, and then you make your decisions based on that. And that's, again, some of the stuff that we teach, but obviously it's going to be profit and loss, your gross sales, your gross profit, your net profit, all that sort of stuff, leads, bid, sales, applicants, interviews, starts, stops, all that good stuff. Okay, so once you've got the money and tracking and reporting systems, which are huge, then you're going to go to, Rachel says, who do you use for a VA? We have lots of VAs, and I can give you their names, but you can hire them. So a better question, Rachel, would be, what's your system for hiring VAs? Which at some point we'll do a podcast on that. Jessica, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of Jessica. She's one of our next level members saying, I'm feeling my shift, taking action, seeing results. It's amazing. As much as I love hearing Jessica say that as a coach, it is so exciting. I'm watching that shift happen in her. And you know, without bragging too much about how fun it is and what a great job I have in being a coach, being able to watch you guys and gals grow as entrepreneurs is my favorite part of this whole thing. So proud of Jessica. All right. So once you've got the money tracking and reporting systems, then you need client attraction systems. And these need to be based on what you want financially. Everyone just kind of goes like, I want all the clients, as many clients, I want a million, a 10 million, 100, but they don't really think it through, right? So we want to really kind of get clear on what we want in terms of time and money and then reverse engineer that bad boy to how much money do I need for the life that I want? How much time freedom do I need for the life that I want? How big of a gross revenue company will I need to provide me the net income to get that? How many leads, bids, and sales do I need every year, every month to get that, right? So client attraction systems, and notice I didn't say you just working harder, because a lot of times our client attraction system, again, a little sarcasm in there, is you hustling, right? Like, you know, people brag to me, I've never gotten any business other than repeat referrals. Great. That's why you're a tiny company, right? You need scalable systems that exist without you. And they're tricky to build, right? It takes a lot of work, and you may invest money that you don't get a return on, right? That doesn't work. And you get a return, but that return is information on this didn't work or an education, right? And we want to keep you to invest as little in that education as possible, get as much return, but nothing works right off the bat out of the box every time, right? And someone that tells you that is trying to sell you something that I promise doesn't work out of the box every time, you know, with that, because they never would just use that, right? So client attraction systems are huge. Then we need employee attraction systems. And again, this is what, based on what rules that you're going to run your company with, your core values, what you want your business to look and feel like to you in the world, right? That's going to really dictate the kinds of systems that you use and the kinds of employees that you seek out. So the first three clarities are clarity on what you want, really important. Clarity on what you're willing to give up, really important. Clarity on what to do, and I'll give you as much as I can, kind of an overview for that. But if you want our help with that, reach out. Just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We can tell you what to do. And then all of that clarity is going to let you know in your bones that you want to be an owner, not a cleaner manager. So it's not just a matter of starting with, I don't want to clean anymore, I want to own a company. We really got to go, what do I want globally overall? What do I want for my life, for my business? What rules am I going to run my company? What customers am I going to serve? So we kind of have to answer the bigger questions first. And just by asking and answering those bigger questions, we naturally and immediately shift into an owner mindset, because cleaners don't ask those questions. Cleaners ask, how long do I have to clean this? When will I get to go home today? Where will I get my supplies refilled? And as you're cleaning, you're forced to ask those questions. But as you're owning, these questions are the questions that owners ask and answer for themselves. So All that clarity is going to help make that switch for you. It's going to give you the confidence to take massive action. And that confidence is huge. A lot of what we teach, by the way, the systems and processes are great, but the confidence people get are really like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I'm going the right direction. I have a path to follow. So you really want to make sure that you get that path to follow. If that's something we work with you on, fantastic. If not, you still have to have a systems and processes that you trust from somewhere that you can follow. Because that confidence, it's so hard to do this job. And if you're not even sure you're going the right direction, when things get hard, you're gonna give up because you're like, I don't even know if this is the right thing. So when you know, hey, I have a system, I have a process. If I follow the system and process, things are gonna get right. That confidence kind of gives you the ability to get results, which gives you more confidence, right? So what's often happened to a lot of you guys and gals is you have tried new things without answering, without the clarity that you need on what you want, on what you're willing to give up, or knowing clearly exactly what to do. You've tried different things, they didn't work, and that stopped you from trying new things, which reinforced I'm a cleaner, not an owner, right? What the big mindset we need to go is owners try stuff. I don't even know my batting average. It might be under 50-50, right? Half the crap I try might blow up in my face. The trick is you want to try as smart things as possible, but the goal is never to hit a home run every time you get up to bat. That's unrealistic, or else you'll never bat because you won't hit a home run once and you'll be like, oh, I suck at this and quit, right? That's not the goal. The goal is to hit a batting average that gets you the life that you want. So whether it takes you one chance at that or two or 10 or 100, as long as we are moving forward and working towards the life that we want, which we have to have the clarity on what that is, things are great. So all that clarity is going to give you the confidence to do what you need, to take action, to get the results, which gives you more confidence. And that's what owners do. So clarity on what you want, what you're willing to give up, what you should do, that is the ownership mindset framework. Good. So that's the first piece of switching from Michelle says a great topic. So, and I love the feedback, guys, gals. If there's something you want to hear more of, let me know. Less of, let me know. Rachel's talking about VAs. Email support at growmycleaningcompany.com and Lindsay will get that on. We'll do a whole thing about VAs, but I want to try and shoe hammer it into this conversation today. So that ownership framework is fantastic, but the second piece of being an owner is to be decisive. So my only and biggest fear about doing these broadcasts, we get a lot of feedback like, oh my gosh, she's been so helpful. And I ask them what they did. And so many are like, well, nothing, but I love listening. Breaks my heart. So none of this means a blessed thing in your life if you do nothing, right? So if this has been impactful for you, like, holy crap, that's what I need. Please, 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 please don't just go, that was great, and then go away and don't change anything because then you had 20 minutes of us having a nice time, which is great, but you're not going to get the results that you want. Decide right now, I am going to take action. At the very minimum, I'm going to get clear on what I want, right? Obviously, we have coaches that can help you do that. If you, trying to think how you do that. I'll go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and someone will walk you through this process that I'm going to encourage you to do. No charge. So there's no excuse, right? If you're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. We take away every excuse. Someone will do that for you and with you just to help you guys get there. If you're even too scared to do that, fine. Don't use that as an excuse to do nothing. Do it with your spouse or find somebody you can have this conversation with. So if you want us to walk you through this conversation, just go to growmycleancompany.com/talk. We will provide someone to walk you through this as a professional knows how to do it. If you're too afraid to do that, block a half hour in your schedule, take a walk, talk with your spouse or somebody that you trust. So get clarity on what you want. And then get clarity on where you're at now, where you want to be, and create a plan to get there. That's the what you're going to do, right? And right now, you're going to commit to do something and what you're willing to give up. So you've got to decide. Owners are decisive, not wishful, right? Everyone wishes they had a different business, but they haven't done anything. So decide that you're going to take action and do something right now to get what you want. Go click that growmycleancompany.com/talk. Put a schedule an appointment with someone that you trust. Schedule an appointment, just take a walk and think this through with a pad, right? Take action right now to do something as opposed to that was great and doing nothing. Mike and Mark says, I like this, asking ourselves questions, which will help get the decisions we make and be comfortable what it costs to get there. Absolutely. And these are ownership questions, right? If you're going, oh crap, we're out of supplies. Where do I go? The Walmart's done. Who's here? Who's going to clean Mrs. Johnson's house? Those are all cleaner manager questions. We can't be in an ownership space. All of these questions and the time that you take is ownership mindset. You can't ask and answer these questions without having an ownership mindset. It's impossible. So That said, if you want our help, we're happy to do it. If you don't want our help, that's fine. You will still get no results if you don't take any action. So it's really important right now you don't leave the scene of a decision without taking action. Really, that's ownership thinking. So we are here to help. Let us know we can help. Reach out. Let us know what you like, don't like. Oh, by the way, if you're getting lots and lots of value from the show, subscribe, rate, and review. Let me know. Also, I'll give you a little sneak peek. I don't know how long it's going to be available at the special introductory price for to get reviews, but our book is not available yet on paperback. But you can get it immediately on Kindle. Just go to Amazon and Google $1 Million Service Business Secrets. If you dig the book, throw us a review. If you don't, I guess send me an email. Tell me I suck. Don't do that. That'll hurt my feelings. But just let us know what you think. We're here to serve you. Let us know how we can serve. Great being with you. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.